help us to commence this evening with hymn 1097. A refuge for sinners the gospel makes known. 'Tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. The weary, the tempted, and burdened by sin were never exempted from entering therein. 1097.
Thank you. let us read the Word of God in the Psalms, four Psalms, the last four of the Songs of Degrees, Psalm 131, the following three Psalms. Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the sanctuary, into the tabernacle of my house, nor go into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away thy face, the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimonies, that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne for evermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest for ever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies shall be clothed with shame, but himself shall his crown flourish. Upon himself shall his crown flourish. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee, out of Zion. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us and may grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we venture to come before thee once more in prayer, as we greatly need to, Lord, now as we are gathered in thy house once more. We would, Lord, humbly acknowledge the privilege, the great favour we have, that we can meet in this way according to thy commanding us to meet, and that we are not, Lord, left to absent ourselves from the house of God, but desiring to be in the sanctuary. And Lord, even though we've thought of friends here gathered now, and all the week of time they've passed through, as we each have, and all the things that rightly thy people have to do with in their lawful callings, Lord, and their daily lives. Oh, Lord, we come now on this evening hour at the end of the week. Lord, like we felt last evening in venturing to go to speak to the friends at Clifton. Oh, Lord, the favour of rest. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. And Lord, a rest remains for all thy children here. Oh, may we enter into it here this night. Lord, too, as thou didst so give us early this morning to be led to the word and to what we've read here tonight. Oh, how that wonderful ark, and Lord, how thou placed thy name in Zion. The ark was placed there. Lord, oh, we come in this way now. We pray, Lord, we meet blessedly for you with thy presence. Lord, the profound words we've read regarding thee, our triune God, who has placed thy dwelling in Zion, who dost dwell in Zion, who hast chosen it, and it's for thy chief joy. And Lord, oh, we pray that we may so be blessed tonight in the favour of gathering according to thy purpose and will, to worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Lord, as thou hast stated, as we read, that thou wilt abundantly bless the provision of thy house and satisfy thy poor with bread. Oh, Lord, we believe this agrees with what we've sung. Oh, here we come, Lord, to thee, the refuge for sinners. Lord, this is what sinners need. They need to know this blessed satisfying, the blessed favour, Lord, of thy granting them to know, to feel, know, and taste redeeming love, and to know thee as a refuge from the storm, shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Oh, Lord, thou art all our hope, our only hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So, Lord, we beg for help in this service, Lord. We may worship thee. May there be that felt and known of thy appearing, of thy coming down, Lord, and granting favour to precious souls. Lord, blessing, indeed, blessing is what we seek for. That thy people may come and feed. The provision of thy house is food for dying souls. Oh, it is all of thee, thyself, Lord, our Saviour, our dear Redeemer. No, we would acknowledge before thee, O God, our Heavenly Father, thy great gift, the stupendous gift of heaven, one put it, the gift of thy dear beloved Son. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, Lord, we come now praying, begging, that thou wilt suit thy blessing to the friends. Oh, we come among them once more, and they know if their heart's desire is indeed it is, that thou would bless them indeed. Thou would bless and favour them, Lord. Oh, yeah, the apostle desired and acknowledged it and made it known in the letters he wrote. Oh, his great desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And this is how one comes, Lord. And for each soul here, it may be blessedly proved and known. And any that may be in unconcern that have gathered, or those that gather on the Lord's Day who may not be here tonight. The Lord, they know with the families here, the dear loved ones, the friends and loved ones, Lord. And oh, we have burden for souls, as our dear friend and brother has been praying with earnestness, one felt. For souls, Lord, precious souls, oh, do work, Lord, and cures that any unconcerned, any that is still in the darkness of nature might be begun in by thee according to thy will. Thy work appearing, thy work begun by thee, Lord. O Lord, do quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Oh, this is our burden in our families, Lord, and among our friends and their families. There was work we beg, and save precious souls according to thy will. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, Lord, and thy glory unto their children. Oh, we bless thee where we have witness of thy work appearing. Here we have been humbled at this in the favours we have known. And Lord, thou knowest we have received with joy the news of one venturing forward tonight among the friends at Brighton. You know, is the many times we have preached to those dear friends at Skanes Hill, and our dear friend there venturing, Lord, who knoweth how we have been there and her, Lord, many times here in our poor ministry. Lord, how thou hast led them to go to Brighton, and how thou hast used and blessed thy dear servant who is settled there at Boston here. Oh, we do feel the joy, Lord, the holy joy of this, of thy appearing. Be with them, Lord, and especially bless and help them all, and those that gather with them. And Lord, oh, the witness of such things, Lord, of sinners coming to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. Oh, this is what we long for more of. Thou didst give us the privilege last year of hearing two testimonies, one here and one at Clifton. Oh, Lord, thou knowest as we humbled under these favours, it does much give us covetousness to want more, to wound and wash, and we are zealous for the blessing of souls. And we're zealous for the blessing of souls, Lord. We trust with a single eye to thy glory. Lord, this is the way thou didst receive honour and glory. Their souls are blessed and testify of what there was done for them. Oh, Lord, is it in the heart and exercise of any dear friend here? Oh, is it that they are making long delays? But, oh Lord, is it in thy holy will to bring them, to cause them to come to a time when if they hold their peace, the very stones will cry out against them? Lord, thou knowest. We watch and we wait and we pray, Lord. We know, Lord, as thy dear servant whom took us through the ordinance, spoke before he did, how he felt the solemn sadness of being not able to sit at the Lord's table. The Lord, not for that alone, thy people are constrained. Oh, it is in love, showing love to thee, love in return to thee, for thy great love wherewith thou hast loved us. Oh, hear us and grant, Lord, we may yet see these wonderful things appearing. Our dear friend who is now with thee in glory, we remember, Lord, the conversation we had and a goodly many years ago when we were speaking in mutual communion and love and acknowledging the favour of having the witness of thy work appearing. Oh, our friend who's now home said, oh, there's that crown, a crown laid up for all those who love his appearing. Oh, Lord, we know we do not merit it, but this is thy wonderful will and purpose. Oh, Lord, we pray, may we crown thee, Lord of all. May we praise thee from whom all blessings flow. May we ever be self-renouncing, grace-admiring, and truly made unto salvation wise. So, Lord, do come tonight, as we have it in the word, satisfy the poor with bread. Oh, how good it is, good and wonderful it is to truly be made poor, poor sinners, to a sinner dejected with fear, and bosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he doth wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. Oh, bless the friends to come to thee in faith, in exercise, seeking, oh, longing, trusting thee, waiting upon thee. Oh, to receive from thy fullness. We think of how John and the other John acknowledged it, of his fullness that we receive, and grace for grace. Come, Lord, for these favours, Lord, tonight, and receive honour and glory to thyself. Oh, we beg for this, that thou, our triune God, may be honoured and glorified. Lord, we confess all our sins and shortcomings, like our friend has poured out his heart in confession. Now we are brought to so much more and more feel to be the wretched man, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death. But oh, for that favour he had. He knew he had confidence. I thank God through Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us to thank thee. May we not go on without thanking thee. Help us to show that gratitude we should to thee, Lord, for all thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies. That, oh, in the highest reality of the favours, Lord, the wonders of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me, so help us, enable us, Lord, to worship thee as we would. We confess all our sins and plead. We plead for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 614. The Lord the righteous tries, yet we'll adore his name. He never will their cause despise, nor put their hope to shame. 614.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the Psalm 132. Psalm 132, the verses 13 to 15. The Psalm 132, verses 13 to 15. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. I was led to these words early this morning, friends. When I woke, the words, the lines of the hymn were upon my spirit. The Lord in Zion placed his name. His heart was settled there. To Zion the whole nation came to worship thrice a year. Thinking of us gathering tonight, this second verse came sweetly. But we have no such lengths to go, nor wander far abroad. Where'er thy saints assemble now, there is a house for God. But pondering this, friends, the profound statement of this that is in the 13th verse, for the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. Now, we could easily think, well, this is Zion. What is Zion? Well, it's not buildings. It's not places like Jerusalem. It is God's people. The Lord hath chosen Zion, his people. His people are Zion. And so we must remember that, and it's with a solemnity we should remember it. The Lord's portion is his people. He says Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. And here it says, the Lord, for the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. The church of God, the people of God. Now, this will be known individually. God comes and he enters his people. He dwells in them. He sets up his kingdom in them. He's chosen his people for his habitation. We know this is a tremendous thought and tremendous fact, and we have very little understanding of it. God dwells in all his people, in all his saints, and seals them heirs of heaven. Are you one of them? Am I one of them? Have we got any evidence of God's indwelling in us? Oh, friends, how important this is. It's very important, vitally important, for you and I to know. We must know. We will be made to know if we're true children of God, that the Lord dwells in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do we know the reality of it? God indwelling us. And of course, collectively, the whole of Zion, all God's people, is chosen Zion for his habitation. Of course, he set his love upon that number which no man can number. Before the foundation of the world he has. And he loves his people great and small. We sing of it sometimes. And grasping her, he enters them and he saves them. He teaches them. Oh, how wonderfully this is known personally by God's people, God's sovereign dealings. Thy his inward teachings that make thee know, thy danger and thy refuge too, the Lord entering into you and teaching you. And as it were here, as it's stated here, for the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. Notice it says he hath desired it, that's all the children of God. It's not thinking of places like Jerusalem and temples and so on. It's God's people. The Lord has chosen Zion, and he says he has desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. Well, her provision, friends, is Jesus Christ. This is what God's provided in Zion. Her provision is Jesus Christ. Christ and him crucified. This is all of the provision, really. He's the all and in all of his people. And God Jehovah, he has so, and he will bless, abundantly bless, her provision. Oh, he will. So what do we know of Jesus Christ? Have we been brought to know this wonderful provision in Zion? How God will abundantly bless her provision. Zion, the people of God, the church of God, the family of God. God states it, I will abundantly bless her provision. Now, if this is so, and I know it's so, and there are those of you here know it is so, you have proved it is so, you've been blessed. God's fed you, he's favoured you, he's done you good, and you can acknowledge it. He abundantly blesses this wonderful provision, her provision, which is the gospel, the grace of God, Jesus Christ. Christ and him crucified, the theme of the ministry of the word. We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto us who are saved, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, how is it with you in relating to this wonderful provision? Now, he abundantly blesses the provision. This provision. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. When we were meditating upon this and thinking of how the Lord was leading us to bring it tonight, one was thinking, well, I think I have preached even recently here at Swaversey. There's something parallel to this. And as we looked it up and remembered, brought to our remembrance, it was those things in Isaiah 61 we brought before you when we came to you about a month ago. Oh, the wonderful things. How God covers his people with the robe of righteousness, adorns his people. He blesses them, he favours them, he works in them, he gives them to know and become concerned and to have great need and to cry to him for mercy and to beg for help and for that provision. See, these poor sinners who need the provision. Oh, think of it in this way, as it is known in experience, the experience of it. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. This provision in Zion is this, friends. No wrath on his brow he doth wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A deep and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. He'll give you what you need when you are made to be feelingly needy, poor and needy. I am poor and needy, one said, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Oh, you're made to feelingly be poor and needy. And there is this wonderful provision. for the poor and the needy. The poor and the needy who are not by the way. You never send them empty. You never empty send them back who come seeking Jesus. Mercy for Jesus' sake. There's mercy for sinners. There's hope for the lost and ruined in the fall. When they're raised to a hope, they have blessed hope, God-given hope. Oh, good hope. And it's all in Jesus Christ. So, friends, we want to come into this as the Lord will help us. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Think of that. The great God Jehovah, our triune God, dwelling in Zion. It's his habitation. And he's dwelling in us if we are truly being taught, if we've been quickened into life, born of the Spirit, and we are living by faith according to the work and operation of the Spirit of God in us, then the Lord is dwelling in us. And the many, many souls who make up Zion, God's place of habitation, they are under the favour of God, dealing with them, providing for them, teaching them, working in them, like we read in Philippians, to will and to do of his good pleasure. And oh, his good pleasure is to abundantly bless. Provision, Zion's provision. Oh, Zion's provision for his people who are in need. Are you in need? Are you really a needy sinner? Are you a needy sinner who cannot help yourself? You cannot provide for yourself. We work in our natural work life to provide for ourselves. God, but remember this, we should always remember. I remember a close friend many years ago saying to me, and he was favoured in a very favoured position financially, this friend was, but he said, who giveth us power to get wealth? It's God gives it. We couldn't do it. We couldn't get it ourselves. That's naturally. You think of it spiritually, we can't get anything for our provision spiritually ourselves. God has abundantly blessed our provision, provided. The wonderful provision of God Jehovah, of his dear beloved Son, the willingness of his dear beloved Son to come and suffer, bleed and die and sacrifice himself, pour out his holy blood to redeem the church. And now in this gospel day, this wonderful, full and complete redemption is brought in. And so that the vilest sinner who lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace. Vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Do you feel vile, undone, ruined in the fall? Think of filthy Mary. Think of Mary and Manasseh. We do not say it to condone or to encourage that way, but to think of it like this, they were bad, bad characters, vile and undone, and so are we. So are we, the vilest of the vile. We got wicked, deceitful hearts, evil hearts of unbelief. God makes us know and feel it, and feel the pain of hurt and grief of grieving him by sinning and adding sin to sin. But oh, we are blessed when we have favoured to come to this provision. God has provided everything. Remedy for sin. Yes. Oh, he's provided the remedy. The provision is the remedy. I will abundantly bless our provision. The provision is there, provided by God. How does God abundantly bless our provision? By granting the sinner the application of the favours of that provision that God's provided. How are poor sinners blessed? They're blessed as they feel their need, as they come and beg at the footstool of the mercy, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And as they come seeking mercy for Jesus' sake, he'll never send them empty back. Oh, bless our provision. But we want to come closer, friends. Oh, her provision. It is Jesus Christ, his holy flesh and blood. He who is the Paschal Lamb, who came and laid down his life, suffered unto death, even the death of a cross, shed his holy blood. Think of how his holy body was bruised, broken. Oh, the deep words of prophecy in Isaiah 53. Oh God, oh, what it is a record and witness, a prophecy of what would take place, and now we know it has all been fulfilled, or greatly, the greater part being fulfilled in the sacrifice of Christ, him sacrificing himself. Oh, he suffered the just for the unjust to bring his people to God. The provision in the gospel is, oh, all because it pleased the Lord God the Father to bruise him, to put him to grief, to make his soul, to make his soul a sacrifice for sin, and so bring in absolute, complete, and full atonement and redemption for sin. Sinners saved by grace, saved in the Lord. The provision is that by faith God's people feed upon Christ. They partake of him. Many places in the word it's acknowledged how God's people partake of Christ, feed upon him, his holy flesh and blood. Paul in his epistle to the Hebrews acknowledges it. Ye are partakers of Christ, if ye hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end. Are you, friends, can I put it lovingly, faithfully to you, to question you, are you able to acknowledge you have been blessed to be a partaker of Christ, to feed upon him, to feed upon his holy flesh and blood by faith? Naturally, no one can understand it, but the Holy Spirit reveals it, grants it, applies it, blesses sinners to so feed, to so partake of Christ. I will abundantly bless a provision. This favour, friends, these favours, truly known and experienced, they grant the sinner to know their sins are put away, blotted out. They grant the poor sinner who knows his just desert is hell and damnation. These wonderful provisions, how God will greatly bless the provision of his house, of Zion. The wonderful reality of it, when God does bless us and applies the means he has so purposed to apply according to his will to his people in great need, this favour actually brings the child of God to be blessed, to be blessed, to be saved, to be fed, favoured, blessed. Oh, I think of it in the way of the theme of one of the ways of the hymnology we sing sometimes. Blessed, favoured, forgiven, God's people forgiven, all his people are forgiven through the virtue of Christ's blood. Opened is the gate of heaven. Peace is made twixt man and God. I will, God speaking, the I am, I will of God. I will abundantly bless her provision. Now here it's slavery. I mean, with all your coming and going to the house of God, coming in, going out and coming in. Do you know this? Have you got the reality of this? Are you one who feeds upon the Word, feeds upon Christ? Are you one who, in attending the means of grace, you are satisfied? God said he will abundantly bless the provision and satisfy his poor with bread. Do you know this? Or is your life and profession, your chapel going, just coming in and going out? Let me be careful but faithful. You don't just think. You satisfy God and satisfy yourself by just coming and going and thinking you've done right. You have done right, but thinking you've done right, thinking you've attended the means of grace, you've done what you should. Are you left not knowing anything more than that? Such a religion and profession, friends, I must tell you, will leave you wanting at last. Will leave you so that when you come to the great day of assize, you're wanting. Oh, we need to be partakers, friends. We need to be blessed to know this provision, which God will abundantly bless. We need to be favoured to know and taste redeeming love. Oh, to experience it, to know it, to have the favour to partake and receive from his fullness. Receive that which God's provided, as he, you see, the word provision is God's providing. It's God's giving. It's God's giving all what is needed. Every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood. Oh, it's God's giving. Now, are we partaking of it? Are we blessed by faith to partake of Christ? Are we blessed by faith? Oh, is it with you in a way, but much more vitally important? Is it with you like if you spend a long day and a wearying day and have worked hard, you come to time of lying down the work and going home and hoping for a good meal? Oh, is it that you receive it and it wouldn't satisfy you if you didn't have it? How is it spiritually? Are you labouring? Oh, are you a wayfarer? One who gets weary in the journey, weary of wandering from the Lord, it may be. Weary of earth, myself, and sin. Weary of yourself, weary of the conflict. Weary of being in the battle with Satan against you, the arch enemy. Harassing you and perplexing you and weakening you, and you feel maybe to be having to retreat, and the enemy has got his advantage. You are very weary, and you do need that. You need strengthening. You need supplies of grace. You need the provision, this wonderful provision. I will abundantly bless her provision, satisfy our poor. And when we are really weary and weak and sad and low and stretched, we are poor because our strength is gone. When our strength is gone, we are really poor. We are not able to go on. This is when you need this provision. come to the house of God for it, and the servant of God bring the word according to how the Lord by the Spirit has given him it. And there is in the wonderful gospel, when it's preached in love and faithfulness, as God helps his servants to preach it, there's food for dying souls. There's food to strengthen. There's all the nourishment that God provides in the gospel. How the gospel, if you are heavily laden, the gospel will bear your spirit up. The faithful and unchanging God lays the foundation of your hope in oaths and promises and blood. He applies it. He seals it. He gives it. He favours his people with what they need. So, friends, and I believe the Lord has been doing this, and I believe he will continue to do this in this cause here at Swavesey among you. I believe this word is a word for you. Those of you who are burdened for the cause of truth, for the Lord to work, to see and witness his appearing, the Lord will work. He says, I will work and who shall let it? He says, I believe this is a word that you are going to witness it in the reality of it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy our poor with bread. No, those of you who are carrying the exercise, praying, watching for this, the Lord is going to do it. He'll do it in his time, and he'll bless souls. He's blessed those of you who know and have you witnessed precious souls being favoured, as I've had today, some very, very loving and wonderful messages from our friend who's gone to Brighton with her husband. How favoured it is, how souls are favoured when they can tell of the love of Christ, when they can tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. It's upon the favour of the grant of the provision, and God blessing the provision that he has provided in Zion, his dear beloved son. He will abundantly bless her provision, Zion's provision, Jesus Christ and him crucified, or what he's done, how the Spirit testifies of Christ, takes of the things of Jesus and reveals them to poor sinners who are dejected with fear. They come and they unbosom their mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he doth wear. Or will he poor mourners condemn? The Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He has this rest, a rest that remains for all God's children here. Rest in Christ, the Ark of Grace. And that wonderful rest, that wonderful peace that comes with the favour of believing in Jesus Christ, faith given in exercise to believe and to lay hold of Christ, to grasp him in your arms, the antidote of death. I will abundantly, especially I seem to want to dwell upon this, I will abundantly bless her provision. I will do it, God says. We have witnessed God doing. He has been doing. I look back 60 years to when the Lord first dealt with me. And I hope I can humbly say, grace has kept me to this day and will not let me go. But he has greatly favoured one at times, and we have felt melted in gratitude to him. We feel solemnly troubled at times when we've not testified of what he's done, when we've come short in rendering praise. We have grieved him by our not rendering praise. But oh, he has helped us to speak well of Jesus Christ. Former editor Mr. Ramsbottom always used to say to me, still would I expect, when he knows I'm going to preach somewhere, speak well of him is Deacon, when he first came to Luton, used to say that to him, speak well of him. No, we must. And it is because of what he is to us personally and what he has done for us. And because we have burden for souls and the burden and exercise we carry for souls, we know that there are those that are brought by God to be very deeply heavy laden and carry such burden and feeling guilt and their sin and weakness too, and are in great need. Come unto me, he said. Lovely theme, as the hymn writer took it up. Come unto me, the Saviour says. Drink at my spring head. Leave all your guilty self behind. Oh, he helps us to. He actually puts away our guilt. He blots it out. He favours us to know, believe by faith, it's put away. It's blotted out. I blotted out as a thick cloud thy sins. Is this what you're after, what you want, what your soul's desire is? The favour of seeking this, the Lord, it will appear. He'll abundantly bless. If it is with you, you come to the point where you have to cry out, give me Christ or else I die. I believe the Lord by the Spirit will give you Christ and favour you to know him, know and taste redeeming love. In his time, he'll grant it. Oh, may we ever be kept in earnestness for it, seeking the Lord, praying for it, watching, waiting. The word we preached at Clifton last evening, oh, it's a wonderful word, got so much in it. The way the Lord exhorts through the psalmist, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Oh, not rest slothfully, but be waiting but with patience, because we must have patience, because the Lord will bless at his appointed time. We mustn't try to get in front of him or to expect him to work before his appointed time. The vision is for an appointed time, though it tarry, wait for it. But are there some of you, the Lord has come to you and favoured you like this, and that point, appointed time has come and has passed, but is it still you are where you were? Oh, is it still you haven't acknowledged the wonderful provision of the gospel? Is it still that you are denying your Lord? He doesn't deny you. He freely gives. He freely favours sinners. Free grace to every heaven-born soul. That will be their constant theme. How can it be their constant theme if they're silent? Oh, angels came to sing and acknowledge the birth of Christ. Shall sinners saved by grace silent remain? Good God forbid, inflame us with thy love. Set our grovelling hearts on things above. Abundantly bless. When God abundantly blesses, he does this. He gives his people to be so filled with his love and blessed and favoured, provided the provision of his house. Food for dying souls, and these souls are nourished and built up. They have their heart and soul expanded by the love of God, the love of Christ. And they must then acknowledge it, tell of it, tell of his wondrous faithfulness, send his name abroad. I will abundantly bless. And I want to come to this, friends, because there is a most wonderful over all this, the reason for it. The reason for it, the purpose of it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread, so that souls are blessed and favoured, so that they may be blessed to believe and to have the confidence of faith that they're God's children and have a blessed prospect, prospect of peace and foretaste of heaven, and then to sing and praise and bless God. I will bless the provision, abundantly bless her provision, satisfy her poor with bread for God's glory, for God's glory. And I believe God will put this into the heart and into the very heart and soul of every one of his people, to have a real, earnest desire for God's glory. Now, this brings another question. If you've been blessed and favoured, is this missing? Is this missing in you? Or is it really in you, that you are exercised for God's honour and glory? Oh, many times of late my mind has gone to those 10 lepers that were cleansed. And there was only that one return. And the Lord, the Son of God, the Saviour, he said, where are the 9? I will abundantly bless the provision, her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. God will do it for the purpose of receiving honour and glory from his people. This is the reality of it and the wonder of it. You know, the purpose of God, God's purpose in it and of it. I will abundant. God will do it for his praise, for his glory. You know, it's something sad and solemn if we're taking, receiving the favours, but not giving honour and glory to the Lord. I know this. I know this is so important, because if we grieve our Lord, we may have been wonderfully blessed, but then grieve him by our being silent, sinners silent remaining, sinners saved by grace silent remaining. You're grieving your Lord, friend. And what he will do, he will not continue to abundantly bless a provision to you. You know, there's such a thing as winter time. The coldness of winter. The season of being, feelingly in a place of sad desertion. Oh, how solemn this is. Has God struck you with the solemnity of sad desertion? Do you consider the reason for it? Do I? Yes. He will abundantly bless her provision, satisfy her poor with bread. He will be looking for honour and glory. He will be looking to receive the trophies of his sufferings. He'll be looking to receive praise, honour and glory, to praise God's people, to praise him for all the wonders of his grace. For all the wonders of his grace. Oh, we want to be able to say our grateful tributes we bring. Do we? We come short, I come short. I trust God has made me concerned for his glory, zealous for his glory, that he might receive honour and glory. You know, God receiving honour and glory is the reality of God's people being prepared to sing God's praises forever in heaven. Is God preparing you for heaven? Is he preparing me for heaven? The place, that holy, happy place where sin no more defiles, where God's people praise God forever and ever unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Oh, the song of the redeemed, as I've said many times, is learned here on earth, friends. It is. solemnly we must acknowledge it won't be learned after death. It cannot be. It is learned here. It is the way of God in working, blessing souls, working in them, favouring them, abundantly blessing the provision of Zion and satisfying her poor, Zion's poor, with bread, feeding them with the precious Christ, granting them to partake of Christ, the Paschal Lamb, feed upon him. He said, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. This is what God does, grants his people, how he satisfies them. It's a wonderful, lovely word, satisfy, isn't it? Satisfy. He says it and it means all his people, and he even emphasizes it. Satisfy her poor with bread. Her poor. Those that have feelings, he so have no righteousness. Those that maybe feelingly have no hope, or at a time are particularly feeling that their hope is perished from the Lord. That will really be the reality of being really poor. To be really poor, made poor, and in the state of poverty. One sweet little couplet goes like this: 'Tis perfect poverty alone that sets the soul at large. We know, and while we can call one might our own, we have no full discharge. But God works to make us to know perfect poverty. Absolute poverty. We can do nothing. Nothing. In and toward our own soul salvation. But we are blessed to know the Lord Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal, who has done everything. He has done all. He has done completely attended to all what was needed to be done, and provided all the remedy for sin. In his sacrifice of himself, his pouring out of his holy blood, his holy body bruised, broken, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, thou shalt see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant, that's Jesus Christ, justify many, all the whole family of God, justified by faith in him. Do you know these favours? Partaken of Christ in this way, this provision of God's house, how he satisfies his people, his poor with bread, the Lord who himself acknowledged, he spoke of himself, I am the bread that came down from heaven. I am the bread of life. Oh, and the bread is his body. Oh, this is my body, broken for you. And he said, this do in remembrance of me. Oh, this do. Has this satisfied you? Satisfied thee with blessing? Fed thy soul, feeding thee, keeping thee alive? He says, this do in remembrance of me. If you're really satisfied, this is required not for your salvation, but for obedience to your Lord. You to bring your grateful tribute to your Lord, your Saviour, for all what he's done for you. Oh, friends, in our lives, here we've got our lives that don't know how many days or even moments are left to us. But oh, while our days, friends, on earth are lengthened, is it your prayer, is it your desire May we give them, Lord, to thee, cheered by hope and daily strengthened. May we run or weary be. Oh, where we should so run, where we should give our days to the Lord, to acknowledge his love and mercy, his loving kindness, all what he's done, all what he's provided the remedy for our sin, blotted our sin out, some of us know, put our sins away, clothed us in with the righteousness of Christ, justified us by faith in him, God's people. There he says, and ye are complete in him. Complete in him. How the Lord so brings his favour, blesses his people, clothes them in Christ's righteousness. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. If he say that to you, you'll know what the spouse meant when she said he had ravished her heart. Oh, how he had. Oh, how he so ravished her with his love. The wonderful love of Christ. The love of Christ to sinners. Oh, on such love. I think of it right back in 1964 when I sung it from my heart. On such love my soul still ponders. Love so great, so rich, so free. Say, whilst lost in holy wonder, why, oh why, such love to me. And oh, I believe this, our desire, our exercise continuing till we're taken home to glory will be. Oh, acknowledging it, grace shall reign eternally. Hallelujah will be our song. Oh, the high praises of our God welling up from our soul, our heart and soul. The Lord so abundantly blessed the provision of his house and satisfying his poor with bread, his people are blessed, favoured, saved, and they anticipate heaven. Yes, is it given to you to anticipate heaven? There are many today who are making much acknowledgement of their many fears, and we all have fears. But oh, friends, oh, to be blessed in this wonderful way by God granting us to know and prove his abundant provision of his house and his satisfying his poor with bread, so that we don't go on keeping acknowledging our sin and our fears and our unbelief. Oh, the favour I coveted for all God's people. Be gone, unbelief. This is what I'm after, what I want, what I pray for, what I seek for all God's people. To come into this theme, be gone, unbelief. My Saviour is near. Oh, my relief will surely appear. By prayer let me rest. He will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. And because there's this provision, abundant provision, and we abundantly provision, he will abundantly bless the provision of Zion. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. May we know it more and more. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Jonathan Buss is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and there'll also be an early morning prayer meeting at 9 o'clock for the nation. And Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 545. Truly that poor soul is just, who by faith in Christ can trust, in him live, upon him rest, as the Lord his righteousness. 545.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love anything thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Continue with thy dear people here. We are favoured to feel it, Lord, favour of being among them, although feeling unworthy of the least of thy notice in many ways. But Lord, do bless them. Oh, may there be indeed blessings. And as we've just sung, the favour of even being brought, thy people brought to know justification by faith. Hear us, Lord, for all of them, Lord, and oh, be with them in all the unknown way. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.